Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're with us. And tonight, I want to remind everybody that the Want Institute brings us here to be with you each and every week. And one other thing that's really important, Dr. Allen does, in fact, do telephone appointments. A lot of people keep sending those messages. Love to get the messages. Love to get all your messages. But yes, the answer is yes, she does. Phone appointments from 15 minutes to however long you need. And the number to call for that is 949-723-0338. And if you would like to look up some more information, you can go to www.drpatallen.com or email info@drpatallen.com to find out about that. And that's different than if you want to sign up for the classes. The classes are wantistore.com, different site, but you can get back and forth from those two sites. There's links and everything. So that's one of the news flashes. And I want to say, Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
Good.
Are you ready? Awesome. Okay. So the call-in number is 323-203-0815. For those of you who are going to be calling in and talking to Dr. Allen. Until then, Dr. Allen, how was your week?
It was fine. It was in and out my birthday. People were entertaining me and giving me cards and wonderful little nice things. I felt, boy, you know, growing older can be a lot of fun.
Oh, well, tomorrow is your birthday. It's very exciting. I want to say happy birthday. And that's,
you.
Of course, to the teenager, Dr. Pat Allen, because for real, you are one. You are. It doesn't matter how many times you've been around the sun. You spectacular creature. Us women, born in September, we're wild things, aren't we?
Yes. I'm a Virgo Libra cusp. I'm either an uptight Libra or a kind of slovenly Virgo.
Yeah, we're both right there near the cusp. So it's very exciting and it's fun. I've always liked that part of it. Always loved it. So we've got a question.
I'm the 21st and you're the 23rd.
Exactly, exactly. We have a question from one of our males here out in the Facebook land. Thanks, follower and liker of our posts and things. His question is, can you control the ebb and flow of your andropause through exercise and increasing your metabolism? That's an interesting concept. Dr. Allen, what do you think
about
that?
It sounds like it was written by a woman or a man.
It was a man.
Yeah, a man. You can do a lot to control menopause and andropause by doing you need to share love with somebody, even if it's a dog or a horse. You need to have something to do to make getting up worthwhile, not just money-wise, but productivity. And you need to have something to look forward to. So the best thing you can do to modify is to basically follow the laws of good health. There's never going to be an antidepressant as good as exercise, ever.
Yeah, I've heard that, Dr. Allen. I think that's really good. I mean, I think the better you feel about yourself, it's just, you know, it has an upward spiral, if you will, where depression is sort of a downward spiral. I think that exercise is really an upward spiral. Pardon me.
Then you need something to look forward to.
Yes.
Whatever it is. And
yes.
You need some living creature, even if it's a cat or a dog or a frog, that you have empathy with and for, that gives you a sense of belonging to a species of living creatures, not just money, power, and prestige.
Wow. Yes. Yes. I feel that. And I think that it's, he's sending a big happy face and he's saying, Dr. Allen, you're the best. Thank you. I've started a regime. I'm feeling better about myself. And I really felt like I was holding andropause off. So to hear your words is an inspiration. That's beautiful. Oh, and he says, happy birthday. Oh, we've got a caller, Dr. Allen. Caller, you're
all
live
right
on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I'm just calling to give you an update because I called this summer about a guy who I had a really strong connection, compatibility, chemistry, communication, all of that stuff was really amazing. And we dated for 2 months. And then he started going through his divorce. And then I found pictures of him online when we had kind of agreed we would get offline. So I called up that this summer and we never talked about it. I just kind of got mad at him and then he never called me. I think, you know what I mean? We just never talked. And I assumed that I should just do the 8-week thing. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm curious about what you were mad at him for.
I was mad because I was just mad because we had said that we were not going to be online. We would take our profiles off, and then I found his profile.
You would stop shopping.
Yeah, and he was spending
all
his time.
Monogamous.
Yeah.
Monogamous, socially and sexually. Socially is when you keep
with him because he was Sorry?
The point is, were you sexual with him?
Yes, but not intercourse.
But intercourse is the one that you don't participate in unless you're monogamous, socially, sexually, continuous, knowing when you're going to see him, and long-term similar goals. So did you have a complete contract with him?
No.
And what was the reason for that?
Because he said he wanted all those things, and then he started changing his mind because he was going through his divorce, and so he just kind of was getting confused about what he wanted. So I was just being patient, but I didn't want to, I didn't sleep, want to have sex with him, and he wasn't, kind of insisting on it because he understood that he wasn't able to give me that long-term commitment because he was kind of confused in his own head.
And did he have a right to do that?
Yeah, of course. So,
and did you tell him that he had a right to do that?
Yeah, yeah. And partially he also, we both are a bit conservative, so we thought it wouldn't be nice to, save that for, if you're engaged or married or something like that.
So are you Are you social companions now? Are you seeing each other on a friendly basis?
I would love to, but because I forgive him for putting those up, because I just, I know that he's like, he was just flirting. And I talked to him afterwards, like after 8 weeks, instead of sending the letter, I just called him and we talked, and he was super glad I called him. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so ashamed I didn't call you. And I just was so overwhelmed with my divorce, and my ex-wife would always scream at me. So I just thought you were going to do the same thing. And I just didn't call you to iron things out. But he's like moved away to another state now. So it's kind of, you know, it's not so simple just to go down the street and see him, but it's still kind of weighing on me because he's a good man. And we're just so compatible. And I just feel like, I don't know. I just,
what is the reason that you didn't let him miss you?
Miss me? Meaning?
Did you chase him?
No, I didn't. I saw the pictures. I called him. I was upset. I waited a week for him to call me back. He didn't. I said, I texted him saying, do you want to talk about it? He said he needs some time. And I didn't. I waited 8 weeks. I didn't contact him whatsoever. He didn't contact me whatsoever. And then I wrote that hi bye letter, but I didn't know if he still lived where he used to live. So I just called him and we talked about it. And it was a super good
conversation. But you did call him.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That's chasing him. And that is where you went male.
So I shouldn't, but I didn't know where he lived to give him the letter. I kind of had to.
But the letter, what did the letter say? Wasn't it the same as calling or texting him? Were you not chasing him?
No, I wasn't chasing him. I just, because we had never talked about it, about why he put the pictures up and what, you know, what he wanted to do.
But I'm hearing you being the stage director.
Okay.
That happens to be mother or manager and definitely masculine. I want to tell you a big secret that's not really a secret.
Uh-huh.
Men fall in love when they miss us.
Okay.
And when we chase them, they can feel smothered, pressured, dominated. So what triggered you? What part of my teachings did you believe said that that was appropriate?
To call him?
Yeah.
Well, I did. I called him because it's not like we we agreed to break up. Like, part of what you tell me is to try to work things out with someone, and then if they're not ready to commit, then you walk away. But we never really had a conversation about what that meant. Like, I didn't think it was a deal breaker. And he might have thought I thought that, so he just gave up. I don't really know.
Yes,
but
I think that might have been true. The point is, he wasn't allowed to miss you.
But he had 2 months, so he did have, like, I didn't contact him for 2 months.
Yep, that I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was hoping, are you the respected one in the relationship?
No. I was following your rules and it was really wonderful. So I was the feminine one and he was the masculine one.
but you wrote him a letter, which was trying to get him back.
No, it was, I didn't even send the letter.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you wrote a cathartic letter about your feelings, so you haven't heard from him. He has not called you, texted you, emailed you?
No, in those 8 weeks, he didn't do anything. So I wrote the letter, but I didn't send it. And then I thought he might have moved addresses. So I just called him to tell him what was in the letter and just to hear kind of
In the letter. I'm understanding it was, where did you go and I want you back?
No. That's not what it was. It was a hi-bye letter. So I wrote.
Oh, it was a hi-bye letter. Did
you
ever
respond
to it?
I never sent
it. So what are we talking about here?
I want to ask him. I want to call him again and just.
You know how many times you say want?
No.
Is your mother a masculine woman who wants?
She is. She acts masculine, yes.
And so do you. Is that what you want to do?
No, I don't. No.
Then you have nothing to do about this man.
Just let him go?
Well, the 8 weeks has gone by, hasn't it?
Well, after I called him, it's not yet 8 weeks, but I just kind of want to ask him if he wants to take a step back, because we kind of really jumped into things.
Dear, do you understand that you're speaking pure male?
Okay. So just leave him alone, and if he comes back, he comes back?
And if he doesn't, he doesn't. If he has not reached out for 8 weeks.
So that's it?
That's it. If it's over 8 weeks, send the hi-bye letter.
But he doesn't live here, so I don't know even where his new address is, you know?
All right, so we're running up a whole bunch of trees that have no leaves, no flowers. I don't hear any way to chase him and be a lady.
Okay.
So would you be willing not to chase him and go present yourself to other men and see if there's a replacement out there for you?
Yeah, I found somebody else who has his act together, like he has a good job and we like doing similar things.
Then what's the problem? How come we're talking about a go-nowhere relationship when you've got something started?
Because I just don't have that emotional connection with this guy. Like, he doesn't make me laugh.
I got news for you.
What?
Do you want to get laid or paid?
Paid.
Paid is a good man who may often love you more than you love him, but you're safe with him and he takes good care of you emotionally. So why not do that? Your father was not manly, is that true?
No, he is very masculine, and then my mom was masculine, so that's why they fight all the time.
I got it. Well, here, the daughter is masculine too. So with that in mind, how about you give men a chance that are not your sexual ideals but are your life ideals if you want to marry. You have a right to get laid, but if you're getting laid, you send the flowers, you ask for the dates, you propose, you be the man.
Okay.
You want to be the man?
No, I'm not interested in that.
All right. The truth of the matter is you're living on both sides of the street and it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with men that love you more than you love them.
Okay.
Because they are the ones that will comfort you and help you until you love them.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So don't worry about if I don't feel like, you know, I used to talk to my ex for hours and we used to laugh and like do all these things and it was like magical, but
why is he an ex?
Well, because he puts the pictures up and he's divorced and just doesn't have his head straight. So he couldn't really take care of me.
I've got news for you. You're his mama and he's your son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I'll focus on this new guy.
There you okay. go. Thanks, caller.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much.
Bye.
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 That well. Is the story that I deal with in my office a lot.
A lot, yeah. Yeah. And you can't have it both ways. You can't be the chaser and the chasee.
You can have it both ways as long as you have two men.
Right. All right, we've got another call. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
I have a question. I've been in this relationship for 10 months, and things were going
very
well. Are
you the masculine, or are you the feminine?
The masculine.
Oh, you're the masculine. Does she respect
yes.
you?
No.
She doesn't, so she's a rebellious feminine.
Yeah, I would say so, because everything was great for the first 7 months, 8 months. But then recently, like a month ago, things changed where she suddenly became very masculine.
I understand that.
Okay.
Well, how long had you dated her by that time?
We've been dating by that time 9 months.
But that's the perfect period, 3 months, the imperfect period, 3 months, and then the negotiable period for 3 months, which is where you were at, in which mm-hmm. the man in the relationship designs the program if it's going to go on. And it sounds mm-hmm. like she wanted to design the program. What did she want you to do that you rebelled against?
Well, I had basically, tried to start the negotiations with her over our time and time together, space and things like that.
Good.
And, I started these negotiations and, she, at first, like she didn't understand what I was trying to say. So it took me like 3 times to tell her like, hey, I have something I need to tell you. Can we talk about this? And I want to talk
about,
yes, I made the appointment.
I hear that. But I hear that she was raised to be a narcissist, which is both masculine and feminine. So you have to be a zero.
Yes, I was very confused. I was like surprised about this big change and how she wanted to take control over the relationship and everything that I ask now of her. If I make an appointment and I say, I want to talk about something, immediately she goes on defensive and says that I'm trying to control her and be...
That's right.
Thing.
Masculinity is compete, conquer, and control. Femininity is passive, patient, and vulnerable. What she did was she came out of her closet as a pretend woman, and you men went at it.
Uh-huh.
So,
yes.
Do you want to tell her that, and by the way, if you get her to get on the phone, I'm willing to deal with both of you at the same time.
Yes, I'm going to try to do a private phone call with her.
No, not a private one. On this show.
Oh, okay.
And the reason for that is, if she agrees to come on, she's showing the kind of obedience that any person would do who wanted to know but had to have a setting that earned her respect. If she wants to get in the ring with you and let me monitor, she is teachable. But if she doesn't want to get on the phone, she is not teachable. She is a power-playing masculine woman, and you have to be a zero to have her. Are you willing to be a zero? Codependent.
No, I am not willing to do that. I would rather be the man who loves the woman more than she loves him.
Okay. So with that in mind, you want respect. So ask her to come on the show and
okay.
We'll see what we can do with me doing the moderating. And you asking for what you want and asking her what she feels.
Okay.
Other than that, you can accept her, you can reject her, but don't tolerate this. It'll make you sick.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Good
Thank
luck
you, Dr.
in
Allen.
You're on. Okay.
Thank you, caller. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'd love it. I'd love to work with couples.
Yeah.
That's where you really learn.
And you do couples classes.
I do couples what?
Classes, and you do couples appointments.
I know that. You know, many, many therapists, I'm a marriage, family, child therapist, many therapists do not like to deal with couples. I do.
Yeah, you do, and you're awesome at it. Oh, we've got another caller, Dr. Allen. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hello. Hey,
hi.
Happy birthday,
Hello.
Dr. Allen.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
84 years old.
Oh,
I'm the oldest teenager you've met today.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. I am 56-year-old widow, and I recently pursued a man, okay, who
you,
was very
You pursued...
Yes,
you pursued
I
him?
I did.
I have no
and,
problem with that as long right. as you know what you're doing.
Right. Okay, so we, in a short amount of time, got into a sexual relationship as well.
You
and
didn't
so that,
molest that man, did you?
No. No. It has been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. And... he's 6 years older than me. Okay, so it's been a lot of fun. However,
there's nothing wrong with 6 years.
Right, right, right. And during the time of all this going on, as far as this dating and being together and everything, I stepped back and actually went into the feminine role. where he did the pursuing and he did the chasing after me and so on and all of that, you know. And which
I appreciate that, and I appreciate him switching with you. But how did it work out?
It's fine, except now
what?
I want to have a conversation with him as far as the exclusivity.
Have you had intercourse with him previous to negotiating?
Yes. Yes.
So he's agreed to monogamy or not?
No, we have not had that conversation.
Oh, I thought I heard you say yes. All right. So
what
you're wanting to do is go back to male and lock him in.
What I want to do is set a boundary and,
that's,
you know,
locking
and let him
in. Either do it my way or I'm leaving. Is that where you're going?
It appears that way.
I understand that you accepted the loss of monogamy in the dating process. Is that correct?
Well, okay. Yeah,
did you go back to casual sex?
Neither one of us were having sex with other partners, you know.
I thought it sounded like he may have gone polygamous on you.
No.
And now I hear that he didn't.
Right.
What?
Here's the problem. Okay, he expressed
What's
to me
the problem?
That he expressed to me that he wanted a relationship, and he had asked me at the time, and me having been married for 20 years and new in the dating field and everything, I said something which I regret, which I said, I can have sex. However, I don't see anything wrong with dating others, just not having sex with others.
So you propose when you're masculine that you become polyamorous and that you just hook up. Is that correct?
Right, right, right.
All right. Well, that form of sexuality is very attractive to a normal, horny man.
Right.
Now you want to switch it back to monogamous?
Yes, either that or nothing.
Okay, well then, do you want to write him a hi-bye letter?
No, I want to give him the opportunity to see if he wants to be monogamous, and
I
he has
got
expressed
it. Okay.
To me, yeah.
Then what you would do would be to make an appointment for the subject. I want to talk to you about our dating practices. Would it be convenient, hopefully today, for you to listen? Then you would give him, when he said, yeah, what is it? You give him a stroke. I really, as you know, am attracted to you. And I believe that I was too casual sexually, and now I'm paying for it, and I want to propose a change back to where we used to be. What do you think about being socially, that means don't tell people you're single, socially and sexually monogamous? What do you think about it? And he will tell you. He may like the polyamorous way in which you either accept it or you terminate, or he may not like the polyamorous way and like the going back to monogamous sexually and socially. So you're going to have to do what you didn't do back then.
Right, right.
And I can't really say you made a mistake. I do believe you explored an option that you then didn't like.
Right.
That's what being young is about. Exploring different ways of being yourself until you feel good or do good and like it and do it.
Right, right. And initially, so, I had told him when we first met initially on our first couple dates, I had told him that I only wanted to be in, you know, sexually with a partner.
Well, darling, moment, please. You later told him that you were willing to switch that to polyamorous. Am I right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's called confusing.
It is. Very confusing.
So I'm hearing you're defending your right to be confusing, but that doesn't work well with men, especially right-handed ones. Is he right-handed?
Right. Yeah.
He's got a smaller corpus callosum bridge between the right feeling lobe and the left thinking lobe, and you're switching around is hard on his nervous system because he can't track it. So when you use my tools, make the appointment for the subject and then stroke him when he's ready to talk and then tell him that you made a mistake and that you want to go back to monogamous, continuous, and long-term.
And I've read your books and I understand what you're saying. For some reason, it's hard for me to be able or to think of me spitting those words out. I don't know what the problem is.
The problem is you like being a man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You see, and I have no. Mm-hmm. I don't mind a woman wanting to be a man, nor do I mind a man wanting to be a woman. As long as they know what they're doing and use my tools to switch and change.
Right.
We humans really are afraid of change, whether it's winning the lottery or going bankrupt. Anything that's widely emotional is hard for us to do unless we persevere and have somebody helping us, spiritual teacher, doctor, somebody. And that's what I like doing. My book, Getting to I Do, and Staying Married and Loving It, and others, are designed to help people negotiate, not intimidate, not seduce each other into a relationship that they both like, whatever that is. If you both want to have 10 lovers, that's your form of monogamy. But you both know it. You see what I mean?
Right. I think the whole thing of me bringing up the subject, it's hard for me to be vulnerable because I'm afraid of what he's going to say. And
darling,
you know, he says no.
You're talking exactly like a good man.
Right.
So do you want to be a good man? If so, then enjoy the polygamy because the male person very much enjoys polygamy because they like diversification.
Mm-hmm.
Female people have a tendency to want to be in love, build a family, do things that are sometimes not appreciated by men who want to be good animals and find women that like being good animals too.
So in this conversation I'm going to have with him, which I want to use the tools and I do want to risk the thing, the part about being vulnerable and stating that I only want to be in a monogamous relationship with him, exclusive and this. This is something I just need to do. Just bite the bullet and do it. And
no, you don't. You can stay in a relationship until you can't stand it. You see, I usually tell people, stay till you can't stand it. Don't leave early.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right.
So good luck.
All right. Thank you so much for all your help, Dr. Allen. I've been following, reading your
book.
You're
very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, okay. Caller.
Good. Good luck.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's interesting, Dr. Allen. Stay until you can't stand it.
Till God Almighty comes down. No, I can't stand it. Because that's when you get the lesson. Stay till you get the lesson. What was my part in this? What did I do? She looked at what she did. She changed her plan, and she didn't like the results. Well, the only thing to do is go back in and make an amends for making a mistake and see what the price tag is. And very often, the price tag may be you're dumped. But then your chances of doing a better job in the next relationship go up.
Right. So that's really your point of not leaving early, is because if you continue to leave early and you don't get that lesson, then you are destined to repeat it.
You're not kidding. And you know what you think? You think that that's the way it is, and it's not. Stay for the lesson.
Very interesting, Dr. Allen, because I think that we get, and I don't know if it's time or culture or what it is, but I kind of feel like in my grandparents' era, like, they stayed together. They worked it out.
They were 100 miles apart from each other, poor as church mice. I got news for you. They didn't have all the... Do you realize that women died in droves of bad pregnancies?
Yeah.
Died.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, the price tags for immorality, unethical, and illegal behavior were humongous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today we get away with a lot of stuff that isn't built into our bodies. What I teach is based on science, not morality.
But do you think people just give up easier now than they did maybe...
No.
40 years ago?
Have the prices. You see, more people are dying of misused sexuality today than in the old days. The difference is sex mishandled is a killer.
No, I'd love for you to expand on that, because we get a lot of questions about that. What you mean when you say sex mishandled?
What I mean is where you don't negotiate, you intimidate and you seduce. You intimidate with fear. If you don't do it my way, I'm going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm,
I'm going to leave you. And seducing is, I'm afraid to say that to him. I don't want to give him the choice. I want you, Pat, to teach me how to manipulate him so I don't have to risk losing him.
Mm.
I can't do it. You either negotiate, or you intimidate, or you seduce. That's
right.
The only three ways to communicate. People don't realize it. I don't care we're at the United States government. I don't care if we're where we're at. Those are the three ways to communicate.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting to me. Yeah, you know, I see what you're saying. And there was a different sort of a price tag, and it was more like in your face. Now you're saying there's still a price tag, but people don't always recognize it as that price tag.
No, they run away. They split up. They hook up. They don't stay for the lesson. They are hedonistic human beings that are willing to be gratified even if it ruins their life.
So we have this this question from one of our audience, an email question. And she has an interesting sort of perspective. She's saying the last three men that she's dated were faulty. Faulty. She's saying they were faulty. They had things about them that were broken.
She was blemishing them.
Right.
Well, when she meets Mr. and Mrs. Perfect, whoever you are, please understand that you probably are not perfect, and that's the problem. If everybody were perfect, we wouldn't have a problem. If everybody were imperfect and we stayed in our own clubhouse, I'll be with an imperfect if he'll be with me. I'll work and wait and not put up with garbage until I get somebody that matches my virtue, my way of living. It's called compatibility. So what you negotiate with is your choice.
I think it's interesting because she says in her email, essentially, all the blame gets laid on them. She takes none of the responsibility for her imperfections or her flaws or blemishes in the relationship.
Doesn't want to pay for it.
Now, is that complete narcissism?
That is hedonism. And I refer you to Marcus Aurelius's edited book, The Spiritual Teachings of Marcus Aurelius, edited by Thor Stater. It is a great book with almost haiku poetry for describing a life of satisfaction.
That's amazing. I actually bought that one after you talked about it. So we've got a minute or two before we are out of time. I have a couple of questions for you. The first one is,
go ahead, ask me.
What do we have coming up as far as our classes are concerned? What are we doing a class this weekend, or are you getting the weekend off because it's your birthday?
No, I'm doing dreams. I'm doing a dream class this weekend.
Oh, I love the dream class. I love the dream class.
I love the dream class too.
Oh, and you are stunning when you are in your groove and you are doing a dream. It's amazing.
I'm having fun. I'm having fun.
Yeah, we'll see. Fun is something we all need. And here we go to one of the questions I have for you is that we're getting near to the beginning of October. And I want to remind everybody that we do have our Monday and Wednesday shows coming up for the month of October. We've already done them for the glorious month of September. You were saying dream class. And I want to remind everybody that we don't do dreams on the radio. And I appreciate all your emails, all your letters, all your texts, all that stuff about it. But Dr. Allen will do dreams with you in private sessions, and she does that on calls. I'm going to remind you of the number for that. It's 949-723-0338, or you can inquire about an appointment at info@drpatallen.com to find out more about not only private sessions with dreams, private sessions about our self-respect class, our class. Yes.
Getting to I do.
Yes.
Addiction.
Yes, because Dr. Allen is a certified addiction specialist. So,
in alcoholism and sexual addiction.
Yeah, which is amazing. And so you've got to go to the website, www.drpatallen.com, or signing up for classes, easy breezy, lemon squeezy, www.oneistore.com. You can find not only classes there, information about what we've got upcoming, and a lot of products. One of the questions we had that we didn't get to tonight was women over 50 dating in the beautiful and golden years. Dr. Ellen has a CD set that is absolutely dynamite. What a knockout that is. Look for it on oneeyestore.com. I highly recommend it, especially if you're over 50 and you're getting back into dating. It's stunning. Dr. Ellen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Once again, happy birthday, Dr. Ellen, 84.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you on the 23rd.
Thank you. 84 years young. We'll be back next week. And we love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.